Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Meir Turin. Meseches Tainus has been dedicated by Mr. Aaron Zweig, Le'iloi Nishmas Reb Shimon ben Nechemya Halevi.
The Gemara Meseches Tainus on Daf Chav Gimel darshins the pasuk Benasati Gishmechem Be'itam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Klal Yisrael that if they'll be Shomer the Torah, he will bring down the rain Be'itam in the proper time. The Gemara darshins this to mean what is the proper time for the rain. This means that the rain will fall on Tuesday nights and Friday nights. Rashi explains, what is the mile of the rain dafka coming on Tuesday nights and Friday nights? Rashi says, the ain tirech ubnei adam, because when it comes then, it is not a tirech on people. The ain on hochem ledrachim belele revi'ais, because they do not walk on the roads on Tuesday nights. If nei garis bas machlas, because if he garis bas machlas, v'psachim daf kuf yud beis amid beis. What does Rashi mean to say? The Gemara Masechtas Psachim daf kuf yud beis amid beis teaches us al teitzei yichidi balayla. A person is not supposed to go outside by himself at night. The Tanya, like you learned in the Brisa, la yeitzei yichidi balayla. A person should not go out by himself at night. Lei b'leile reviyais, v'lei b'leile shabbosais. Not on Tuesday nights nor Friday nights. Because Igaris Basmachas, she and thousands upon thousands of angels of destruction go with her. Each one of these angels have rishus to be chayvel, to hurt a person. And the Gemara tells us, that originally Igaris Bas Machlas would roam the streets every night. However, one time she met up with Rav Chanina ben Daisa, Amra Le, and she said to Rav Chanina ben Daisa, Ilav de Mechrazin Alach Barakia, if not for the fact that they announce about you in Shamayim, Hizaru Bechananya Bitarasei, be careful about Chanina and his Taira, Zakantuch, I would have put you in danger. Amar La, so Rav Chanina ben Daisa said to her, if indeed I am so chashuv in Shemayim, Goyzer ani alecha, I decree upon you, Shalei Tavairi be Yishuv la'ilam, that you should never travel and roam over here amongst people. Amr Le, she said back to him, B'matusa minach, I beg of you, Shavkili Rav Chapurta, let me have at least some times where I'm allowed to be over here in the Yishuv. Shavak lalele Shabbasais, the lele revi'ais. The Gemara tells us that he left for her Friday nights and Tuesday nights, times when she's allowed to roam the streets. So it comes out, after Rav Chanina ben Daisa was Gaizon Igeris Bas Machlas, she only roams the streets on Tuesday nights and Friday nights. And therefore the Gemara in Psachim teaches us that the din of Layetzi Yechidi Balayla is only applicable to Tuesday nights and Friday nights. Now the Marshal over there, Mesechtas Psachim, points out that the reason why this Shida is referred to by her mother, Igaris Bas Machlas, is perhaps because we find in Chumash that Esav married a woman whose name was Machlas, Machlas Bas Yishmael. And the Pasuk teaches us, Batiena Meiras Ruach, that they were moiled together, Ruchais, Rice, and Shidin, and it was Meiras Ruach for Yitzchak and Rivka when they saw this. So that is a pshat over here in our Gemara, that when rain falls on Tuesday nights and Friday nights, that is the bracha of Anasati Gishmechem Be'itam, because anyways, people do not travel the roads because of Igaris Bas Machlas, who's lurking outside. However, if one's Medayik in Rashi, there's a little bit of a Ha'ara in the words of Rashi. Rashi starts off, Tchsiv Be'itam, Zeu Be'lele Revi'ais U'Be'lele Shabbasais. Tuesday nights and Friday nights is considered Be'itam, because the Ein Tarech L'Bnei Adam, it is not a Tarech on people. The Ein Anachon L'Drachim Be'lele Revi'ais, because they do not walk the roads on Tuesday nights, v'pnei Igaris Bas Machlas, because of Igaris Bas Machlas. Rashi starts off that on both Tuesday nights and Friday nights, it is not a tircha for people, and then he just ends off with Tuesday nights. He says because people do not travel on Tuesday nights, because of Igaris Bas Machlas. Rashi should have said, especially because that's what the Gemara Psachim says, that on Friday nights as well, people don't go on the way because of Igaris Bas Machlas. Why is Rashi drop Friday nights and only focus on the Tuesday night? Another Ha'ara is on Rashi ala Torah and Chumash in Parashas Bechukaisai in Perek Chavav, Pasuk Dalet. On this Pasuk of an Asati Gishmechem Be'itam, Rashi over there writes, "V'shah she'ein darach b'nei adam latzeis." It is considered v'itam when it rains at a time when people do not go outside. Kigain, for example, b'leile revius, b'leile shabbaseis, on Tuesday nights and Friday nights. However, there is a big machlekes in Gersais whether we are gairis in Rashi b'leile revius on Tuesday nights. If you look carefully in the Chumash, you'll see that b'leile revius, the most chumashim, is in brackets. And in fact, the Shari Aaron says that that is the Ikar Girsa. The Ikar Girsa in Rashi was that he only wrote B'lele Shabbos, and he did not write B'lele Revi'ais. Now, the Chassam Sofer over here, Masechtas Tainus, is very bothered by those who want to take out the Girsa of B'lele Revi'ais, B'lele Shabbos. He says, because our Gemara says Mefurish, on that very Pasuk, V'nasati Gishmecham Be'itam, is a reference to both Lele Shabbos and Lele Revi'ais. So how could some have the Gersa that Rashi and Chumash says only the Lele Shabbos? Perhaps we can answer the Pshat in that Gersa in Rashi and Chumash, Al Pi Yisayit from the Gevura Sari, and with this Yisayit answer as well the Ha'ara that we were earlier on Rashi Masechtas Tainus. The Gevura Sari says that Be'emes Stam we have to understand the Pshat in the Gemara Masechtas Tainus. The Gemara Masechtas Tainus says that Be'itam means that it will rain on Tuesday nights and Friday nights. And the reason given is because on this night, Rashi says, Igeris Bas Machas walks the roads, and therefore people stay in their houses. Therefore, it's not a tercha to them when it rains. Now, we've quoted previously the Gemara Masechtas Pesachim that tells us that before Reb Chanina ben Daisa came along, Igeris Bas Machas used to roam the streets every night. So how are we going to explain, and that the Kufa, the meaning of the Pasuk of V'nasati Gishmechan Be'itam? Because you can't say that it means that it would rain every night would be considered Be'itam, because it can't be that you say that people never left their houses because of Igaris Bas Machlas. But it must be that in that Tekufa, when she was out there every night, people would have no choice but to go out sometimes at night. Zogta Gvura Sari, Al Karlach, we have to say that before Reb Chanina ben Daisa came along, the Zman of Be'itam was B'dafka B'lel Shabbos, Dafka on Friday night. Because over there, Stam, there was a reason. People, Stam, they stayed in their houses because they had the Suda Shabbos and they were home resting on Friday night. And the whole Gemara Masechtas Tainus that adds that Nesati Geshmechem Be'itam includes as well Lele Revi'ais, that Be'emes only happened after Reb Chanina ben Daisa was Geizer on Igeres Bas Machlas, that she has no right to walk any other night. If so, people started to do their chores and errands on the other nights, and on Tuesday nights they stayed home because that's the only time that Igeres Bas Machlas was outside roaming the streets. So then the Itam came as well to mean also Tuesday nights. According to the Gevura Sari, we can answer the Pshat in the Girsa in Rashi and Chumash, where Rashi and Chumash wrote, V'nasati Gishmechem Be'itam is referring only to Friday nights. Because Rashi and Chumash wanted to explain the meaning of the Pasuk, that it was the Pshat in the Pasuk from always, from time long gone. Not only Pshat in the Pasuk, what became as well Pshat in the Pasuk after Reb Chanina ben Daisa was Geizer. And therefore Rashi says, V'nasati Gishmechem Be'itam is a reference to Friday nights. And according to this, we can answer as well Rashi Masechtas Tainus. Because Rashi Masechtas Tainus is coming to explain that the Chiddush of the Gemara Masechtas Tainus is that Nasati Gishmechem Ve'itam, which always meant Friday nights, but after the Gzeira of Chanina ben Daisa, then Gishmechem Ve'itam includes as well Tuesday nights as well. But Friday nights, anyways, was always Be'itam because people don't leave their houses. And that's what Rashi says. The Be'itam is on Tuesday nights and Friday nights because there is no tercha to people. The Einan Alkan Ladrachim Blaylor Revi'ais, Mipnei Garis Bas Machlas. That today, they don't go in the streets, Blaylor Revi'ais on Tuesday nights because of Garis Bas Machlas, and therefore Tuesday nights as well is Bechlal V'nasati Gishmechem Be'itam. The Chassam Sofer, however, holds that the Ikar Girsa in Rashi and Pashas Bechu Kaisai should read similar to our Gemara, B'leile Revi'ais u'B'leile Shabbos, both Tuesday nights and Friday nights. However, the Chassam Sofer points out that in Parshas Ekev and Sefer Dvarim, in Perik Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Dalet, on the Pasuk over there, V'nasati Mita'ar Tzachem B'itai Yoyra u'Malkaish, over there Rashi quotes the Sefri that this refers to Lele Shabbos, Friday night, Shakol Mitzuyim Bateyam, because everyone anyways is Matzli in their house. And therefore, number one, the Chasam Sofer wants to know, how come in B'chukaisai Rashi explains B'itam to mean both Tuesday nights and Friday nights, and yet in Parshas Ekev, V'nasatim ta'artzuchem B'itai refers only to Friday night. Also, the Chasam Sofer says, we have to be medactic. In Parshas B'chukaisai, the Pasuk reads, V'nasati gishmechem B'itam, and then it says, V'nasna ha'aretz yavula, the land will give its yavul, its produce, which achayra, that is Pashit. Why does the Pasuk need to say, V'nasna ha'aretz yavula? Since there's a bracha of rain falling, obviously the tachlis is that it should grow from there tfua and peiros. The Chasam Sofer explains that even though granted on Tuesday nights and Friday nights people do not leave their house because Igeres Bas Machlas is roaming the streets with the thousands of mazikim with her, however, on the other hand, there is not a bracha for it to rain on these nights because even though on the one hand there's no tircha to people, however, connected this, the peiri will not be matzliach. Because when it rains on these nights, the kshafim is around. The only night of the week that there's no issue of kshafim is only Friday night. Because of the kedusha of Shabbos, kishif does not work. Like the Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin on Daf Samachel and Beis teaches us that the Baal Aiv is not able to bring up a dead body to speak to the dead body on Shabbos because kishif does not work on Shabbos. However, on Tuesday nights, the question still remains, that what does it help for the rain to fall on Tuesday nights, though it's not matriach on people, but how is the rain going to matzliach if at this time Igeres Bas Machlas is walking outside? And the Chasam Sofer says, we see beferish from the Yishalmi in the beginning of Ksuvis, the first parak of Ksuvis, like I'm saying, where the Yishalmi says one is not supposed to get married on a Tuesday because of the issue of kishafim. Zok the Chasam Sofer, which this means to say, and if a person gets married on Tuesday, so the Be'ilah Shel Mitzvah is Tuesday night, and that's going to be in the Zman of Kshafim, and it won't be Matzliach, it won't have Atzlacha. And therefore, Zakhtar Chasam Sofer, we see this issue of Kshafim making a problem, so why does it help it to rain on Tuesday nights? Zakhtar Chasam Sofer is a fascinating Gemara, Masechtas Chulin, on the Avzayin of the Beis, where the Gemara tells us that Reb Chanina, since he was nafish, tzuchusei, he had many tzuchusim, there was no kayach for the kishif to do anything against him. Zakhtar Chasam Sofer, Memela, we can now understand the two Rashis. In Parshas B'chukaisai, where it's referring to, going back on the previous Parsha, in Parakal Vav, Pasuk Aleph, Leisas Lechem Elilim, don't make for yourself foreign things, and Ma'ainanim, and Menachashvim, Al Tifnu Al Elilim, which is a reference to people who go ahead and use kishif. Therefore, it says in Chukaisai Telechu, if however you will go in my chukim, az v'nasati gishmechem be'itam, that those alilim and klipais will not have any shlita, and the rain will come, and v'nastar et yavua. That's what the pasuk means to be madgish, that though it's raining at a time where kishif is rampant, since you're on a proper level, kishif will not be able to affect you, and v'nasna ha'aret yavua. However, the pasuk in Parashas Ekev v'nasati the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Lamed Hey on the Beis teaches us that according to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, this is referring to a tekufa zman where Klal Yisrael is not ice and retenish shal makayim kol kach, because over there it says v'asafta degonecha, you yourself will have to gather in your own tevua. Therefore, according to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Parshas Ekev is talking about a tekuvah where Klal Yisrael is not nafish schusei, does not have so many schusim to be on the level that kshafim should not be shaylit. And we know that a stam sefri always goes according to Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, like the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin teaches on Pei Vav Amud Aleph. Therefore, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai L'shitase explains in this sefri that Be'itay of Parshas Ekev is limited only to Friday nights. And on Friday night, because of the Kedusha Shabbos, it's considered a proper time, because though Klal Yisrael is not on the right level, Bakshafim by itself is not Shailit on Friday night. The Gemara further teaches us, Shekematzinu b'yamei Shimon ben Shatach, so we find in the days of Shimon ben Shatach, Sheyardalem geshamim b'leile revi'ais b'leile Shabbosais, that it would rain on Friday nights and Tuesday nights, ad shenasa chitim keklayais, until the kernels of the grain were the size of kidneys, usa'irim kigarine zaysim, and the sa'irim, the barley, was like the size of the pits of olives, ba'adashim kidinre zav, and the lentils were the size of dinre zav. Mitzaru mehem dugma l'dairis, and they tied up a sample of these items for future generations to see, l'haydiyah, to show people, Kama ha-chetz gairim, how much is chetz gairim that we're not zaycha to the proper brachas? Shenam, like it says in the pasuk, avayne seichem hitu eila, v'chatei seichem manu hatayiv mikem. Your averes have held back the good from coming upon you. Now there's a fascinating chsam sefer, Mishael Zichuvah's chsam sefer in Arachayim, Shuva Kuf Pe Aleph, in the very end. He writes over there, he needs at least shanim rabim, many years have already passed, amadti al-chakira, that I was bothered by the following question on our sugya. Halei b'chasin shal Yisrael hayu achitim k'klayis, based on our Gemara, we see that when there was a bracha to Klal Yisrael, the wheat was the size of kidneys, v'adashim k'dinar izav, and he says, mistama, so it was by all fruits of Eretz Yisrael. Like the Gemara Mesechtes Ksuvis on Af Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph teaches us that the peaches in Eretz Yisrael as well were tremendous, they had a weight of hay sign. If so, the Chasam Sofer says, we know the Gemara in the beginning of Sukkah and Erevin teaches us that Eretz Chitu Se'ira, which it says by the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, from there we learn out the different shiurim, the different sizes. From Kezias we learn the Kezias that is necessary for an Achila of Kezias Matzah on the Leil Seder and the night of the Seder, and the Din Kezias when it comes to Machalas Asturais. If so, if the Tzvur in Eretz Yisrael was so massive, how could it be that we're Meshayah the Shiurim with these sizes? These sizes, we know, are way larger than the size that is necessary for us to have. The Chasam Sofer answers that we have to say that the same way that their fruits were Meshona L'Toiva, so too the people in Eretz Yisrael as well were much stronger and bigger, and therefore for them it was the proper Kezias. Ashenkin, the Kezias that we have today is in proportion to the guf that we have today as well. Now, the Chuba Son Cipher is actually talking about a very fascinating question that was sent to him. And if you do what it din is, that an asrig, in order to be kosher, the Gemara in Sukkah tells us, has to be the size of a beya, an egg. Now, the Shail's question to the Chasam Sofer was that in his city they had a sregim which equaled the size of eggs, bismanehem, in their days. But his question was based on the chiddush of the tzlach. The tzlach says in Mesechtes Pesachim, on Daf Kuf Yud Tes, Amud Aleph, that bismanehu, the beyim were niskatnu. The eggs that we have bisman hazeh are much smaller than the eggs bisman Moshe. In fact, the tzlach goes so far as to say that the eggs we have today are half of what they had bisman chazal. If so, according to the tzlach, an eser which has to be the size of an egg would mean an eser bisman hazeh would have to equal two eggs in order to be kosher. The middle of the question was the estragon that he had, which were only the size of an egg of bismanenu, perhaps they should be possible, based on what it says in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tafresh Mem Ches, that you need a shir beya for an asrei. So some sefer wants to answer that even according to the chiddush of the tzlach, that he says bismanenu niskatnu habeyim, the eggs became much smaller, that is only negeya for other shiurei taira, because we say the svar is that when Moshe Rabbeinu was given the shir, he was told to evaluate based on the egg in his days. And Meili was told that even if the eggs will get smaller, however, the shear always will be based on the size of the egg, Bisman Moshe. Asha'enki, when it comes to the esrig, the halacha that esrig needs to be the size of an egg is because the Torah calls it a pri, calls it a fruit. And therefore calls man, it is not ripe enough and large enough to be considered a complete peri, he is not yaitza yischiv of netilas esrig. If so, the Chasam Sofer says, even the tzlach will agree, that is dependent upon the situation and what's normal for a fruit, bismanai, according to the time that we're standing in. And since in these days now, the size of a fruit is the size of an egg, is considered a decent size of a fruit, of an esrig, and therefore even according to the tzlach, one could be yaitze with such an esrig. Now as far as this yisaitis, the good question of the tzlach, which has many practical ramifications, halachul lamaisa, for example, for the kezayis of matzah, which is the chiyav d'iraisa, the night of the seder, and so on and so forth, that the tzlach is mechadish, that niskatnu habeyim, that the eggs became smaller, and it's negeya for every kezayis that we have to be mishayir, that we have to evaluate. Because the Yamshel Shoimer writes, in the third parak of Chulin, in the end of Simen Peches, the Ein Zu Tema, don't wonder about such a metzias, that the Paris of Shuvas Haminim, that Eretz Yisrael was praised for, were much larger than the things we have now. He says, because it's Kabbalah Biodenu, Mibali Atosfis, we have a Messiah, from the Bali Ataisis Shezayas who shear Chatzi Beya Taina Gailas, that the amount of an olive is half equals half the size of an egg. He says, even though now if you look at an olive does not equal half an egg, so it must be that things were nishtanu, the things got smaller than what they used to be. And so Paskins the Mechaber and Arachayim and Simon Tov Pei Vav Sif Aleph and Hilchos Pesach, that the Shir Kezayis that we always talk about, Yesh Eimer Navichatzi Beya, some say that it is half an egg. The Mishnah Berurah writes that Bizmanenu, and it's not so simple how to evaluate this, because there are the Achrayim and the Tzlach who understands that today the eggs are small, and therefore half an egg, which is the amount of a Kezayis, is really much larger than the egg we have today. However, the Sha'aretim comes out, Lahalacha, that when we're talking about a question of a deraisa, one should be machmer like the tzlach, and therefore assume that the egg that we have is manazeh, the true egg is really double that, and therefore instead of a kezayis equaling half an egg, a kezayis equals a full egg. However, it's kedai to speak out that as far as the ikar hanacha of the tzlach, that the din how to be mishayer, the size of a kezayis and a kebeya, is based on the egg and zayis that was in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, we find in the Chuvas HaGa'inim that he argues on the whole premise of the Tzlach. The Chazon Ish in Aruch Chaim Siman Lamed Tes Ayis Vav brings down, Shesha'altem al Shir Chala Eiz Shir Meduktuk. He brings down a quote from the Chuvas HaGa'inim that they had asked the Chuvas HaGa'inim that he wanted to know about the amount that one needs of dough to be Mechuyiv in Chala. He says, V'adai the Shir of Chala is Mem Gimel Beim, 43 eggs worth. And then the Chuvas HaGa'inim says a fascinating thing. Why did the Torah, when it wanted to give us the size of items, it gave it based on fruits and eggs? He says, because fruits and eggs are items that are found wherever you go. It was revealed before the one who said, and the world was created, that Klal Yisrael asidim lispazer bein ha'umais, Klal Yisrael eventually will be dispersed amongst the different nations of the world. And therefore, the different measurements that they used to use, b'meimaisha, they will not have with them. Therefore, chamim were taila to share the size based on fruits and eggs, because fruits and eggs, wherever you go, you can find, and therefore a person will be able to know exactly the size that he needs to fulfill all his obligations. Zot Chazayin Ish, from the Chuvas HaGa'inim, we see clearly that he argues with the Tzlach. Because he says the whole purpose of being mishayer and eggs and olives is that because wherever a person will go, he'll be able to just pick up an olive and egg where he lives and be mishayer based on that. If the tzlach was right, then we always have to base the share based on the olive and egg, b'mei maisha, then there is no aiftu of making the share based on olive and eggs. And it comes out like the Chuvas HaGa'inim, even if the truth is b'metzius like the tzlach, that things got smaller, but that makes no difference as far as halacha is concerned, because gufa the share was given to evaluate based on the place where you found, the size of the eggs and the zaysim that are found in the place where you are. The Gemara goes further, and the Gemara teaches us, Tan Rabbanan Pamachas Yatzer Reiv Adar V'loyar the Geshamim. One time most of Adar had passed, rain had not fallen. Shalchu Chayni Amagel, he sent a message to Chayni Amagel, Hispalel V'loyar the Geshamim. He davened and rain did not come. Ag Uga, he drew a circle, Va'amad B'saycha K'derech She'asa Chavaka Kanavi, and he stood within the circle, similar to what Chavaka Kanavi did, and he said he's not going to leave the circle until rain comes. And like the Gemara says, first a little bit of rain came, and then very fierce rain, until eventually rain began to come, and it was a lot of rain, until everyone had to walk up to higher elevation to the Harabayis because of the tremendous amount of rain that was coming down. Now the Gemara Masechtas Megillah on Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis teaches us that Batei Knesiyos Ashul Ein Nichnasim Behem B'Geshamim B'Pnei Agashamim. One is not allowed to just walk into a shul if it begins to rain. He cannot walk into a shul just to protect himself from the rain. And the Gemara Masechtas Brachos on Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis teaches us that however spitting and wearing a shoe is mutter in a shul, however is aser in Harabayis. So we see from the Gemara in Brachos that Harabayis is even more severe than a shul. So if so, if in a shul it's aser to walk into a shul, mipnei agashamim, so then kol shekein it should be aser to walk up to Har HaBayis just because to protect yourself from the rain. If so, ask the Turi Evan over there, Masechtas Megillah, what was the heter for Klal Yisrael to go up to Har HaBayis because of the rain? And the Turi Evan ends off with a tzarach in, he does not have an answer to this question. And one cannot say, well, perhaps over here was an issue of pikuach nefesh, because if it was an issue of pikuach nefesh, how come there was a whole concern of davening that the rain should stop because Amos Baal and Al-Raif Taiva? If it was pikuach nefesh, that's pashit, that one is allowed to go ahead and do anything in a case of pikuach nefesh. So it must be, it was not a case of pikuach nefesh. If so, the question comes back, what was the hetter for them to go up to Har HaBayis? L'chayra, this is b'chala Yisrael, einich nasl beis ha-knesses b'pnei ha-geshamim. The Gemara tells us they then said to Chayni Amagel, Rebbe, k'shem she'es palalta she'yerdu, kach nispalal v'yachulahem. The same way that you daven that the rain should come, now daven that it should stop. Amalahem, he replied to them, kach mikublani, so I have a mesaira, she'ein mispalin al-roiv taiva. One is not allowed to daven to stop too much of a good thing. But af al-pikin, even so, hevili par hayda, bring me a par hayda. They brought him the par hayda, he did a smicha, he leaned with his two hands on it, and he said, Ribbono shel olam, amcha Yisrael, shoyteis ami Mitzrayim, your nation, Klal Yisrael, that you took out of Mitzrayim, ein ani chan lama, ilay b'rayv taiva, v'lay b'rayv paranis. They're not able to stand not too much of a good thing, and not too much of a bad thing. May it be the will before you that the rain should stop, and there should be revach in the world. Began to blow the winds, and the clouds dispersed. The sun came out shining. The people went out to the field, and they collected mushrooms and truffles. Now Rashi explains what exactly was this par hayda. Rashi explains that the purpose of the par hayda was in order to say vidui on it, and it was a carbon shlamim. The Marsha explains why was it necessary for him to say vidui. We know vidui is for a chait. The reason why it was necessary for him to say vidui was because he did something improper that he asked him mevatel the raiv taiva, did too much of a good thing. However, the mitzvahs eisan and the gevur sari both ask on this mahalach of Rashi. After all, the halacha seems to be that by a shlamim, there is no vidui said. Vidui is only said on a karban, which is brought for kapara. Like the Gemara Masechtas Yuma and Daf Lamed Gimel teaches us, umisvad al chatas, one says a vidui on the chatas, val ayla, and on the karban ayla, because the ayla also is mechaper, like it says in the pasuk, v'nirtza lechaper. Ashenkin shlamim, which is not mechaper b'chlal, what is the inyan of vidui to be said on the shlamim? And like the Rambam Beferish writes this way, ein vidui al shlamim. Now the Mitzvah's Eisen himself brings down from the Sefer Shav HaKayin that Rashi argues with the Rambam on this Nekuda. That Rashi's opinion is that a Karban Shlamim is Mechaper, and therefore there's a Vidui on a Karban Shlamim as well. Some want to bring a Raya to Rashi, that Rashi goes L'shitasei, because the Gemara Masechtas Erechin on Daf Chaf Aleph Amen Aleph teaches us that someone who is Chayiv to bring a Karban Ayla and a Karban Shlamim, the din is we take from him a Mashkin in order to ensure that he brings the carbon, and will return the mashkin when he brings the carbon. However, by a chatas and asham, it is not necessary to take from the person a mashkin, because it's an inyan of being mechaper for him, he will be sure to bring it without us forcing him through the taking of a mashkin. However, Rashi over there, according to one girsa in Rashi, writes that even though a carbon shlamin is mechaper on a mitzvah saseh, however, since at the end of the day it's not a chiev, it is still not considered chashuv enough to the person, and therefore, we still need to take a mashkin to ensure that he will bring the shlamim. If so, according to that girsa in Rashi and Erechin, Rashi, we see l'shitasei holds that the shlamim is mechaper, and hu adin would be shayach to say a vidui on it as well. However, the mitzvah's Eisan himself wants to say a different pshat of Rashi, that Rashi over here, when he says vidui, does not mean vidui like it said on a chait. But rather, Rashi means Amira Shvach, the saying of a Shvach, of praise of Hashem. In fact, some are gayers in Rashi, not lehisvadais, but rather lehaidais a love, to praise Hashem, thank Hashem, over this par, over this shlamim. And he wants to explain further, based on what the Chai Adam writes in the end of Hilchos Megillah, in Klal Kufnun Hay. On this that Rashi says in Tehillim on the capital of Mizmor L'Saida, where Rashi explains that Mizmor L'Saida was supposed to be said over a carbon taida. The Chai Adam asks, after all, the Gemara in Erechin in Perek Beis, and so Paskins the Rambam in Perek Beis, Mehilchos Klei HaMikdash, the din is, Ein Eimrim Shira, Elau Chayvas Tibur. Shira is only said on a carbon which is brought from the Tibur. And so says Taisus over there in Erechim Beferish, that a Yachid who brings the carbon, even if he's obligated to bring a carbon, however, there is no din of Amira Shira. So how could Rashi say that Mizmor L'Saida was a song that was said when a carbon taida, and an individual brought his carbon taida? The Chai Adam explains that he feels what Rashi means to say in Tehillim is based on what the Rambam writes in the end of Hilchos Maisa Karbanis. That at the time when a person did smicha on a chatas, he would say vidoy on the chatoim that a chatas in the chaper for. The Rambam writes, and by the taida and shlamim, nira li she'enoi mizvada. The Rambam says, it would appear to me that there is no vidui said. However, Aymer divrei shvach, the person bringing the karban does say words of praise to Hashem. And therefore, Zakta Chayyadam, that's what Rashi means in Tehillim. That Beshas, the smicha of the karban taida, he would say divrei shvach. And what was the shvach that was said? The mizmar of mizmar l'saida. And according to this, Zakta Mitbas Eson, the par haidab, emes means that he brought a karban taida. And since he brought a karban taida, therefore, he was saying Haida over the carbon Taida. The Kibur Sari himself also learns this pshat in the Gemara. He does not hold that this pshat in Rashi, but the pshat of the Mitzvahs Eison, that the Mitzvahs Eison says in Rashi, he says by himself in the Gemara. Perhaps according to this Mahalach of the Achrayim, we can answer another question that is asked. The Arachama asks, really this whole Gemara is a little bit hard to understand. On the one hand, Chayni Amagel agrees, and he says, I will bring a carbon. But then he had told them at the beginning, I can't because Amos Baal and Arif Taiva. So which one is it? If there's a din of Amos Baal and Arif Taiva, why did he say, even so, bring me a carbon? And this that the Marsha says he was saying vidoy because he was doing something wrong is hard to understand. Could a person say vidoy on doing something wrong and then go ahead and do it anyways? That is very hard to understand. But according to these Achrayim, perhaps we can explain the Gemara in the following way. The Marsha says, what is the site of Amos Baal Ma'arayiv Taiva? That one is not allowed to be mispalel to stop too much of a good thing. Masha says that the issue is, it looks like a person is kafui taiva, he does not appreciate the good that Hashem has given him. Because on the one hand, he gets up and he davens, Hashem, please give me rain, and then he says, you know what, stop with the rain. Therefore, perhaps, Reb Chanina Mendaisa was saying, just to be mispalel, the rain should stop, would look like kafui taiva. However, the eitzah is, first bring me a par haida, bring me a carbon taida, which is symbolizes and saying how thankful we are for the rain that Hashem has given us. And then after we show our thanks, then I could go ahead and say that though we are thankful, we are not being kafui taiva in the good you are bestowing, just Klal Yisrael is not able to stand too much of a good thing. Now another point, a chiddush we see from the Mitzvahs Eisan and the Gvura Sari, is a chiddush as far as carbon taida is concerned. Because though the Gemara Masechtas Brachos on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph teaches us, Arba Tzrichim L'Haidais, there are four people that need to thank Hashem. Yardei Ayam, the people who travel the sea, V'Halchei Midbarais, those who travel the desert, V'Chalash and Esrapa, one who was sick and was cured, V'Chavash HaYaitim V'Sasurin, and someone who comes out of prison. And who adin, it is these four who bring a carbon taida, like Rashi and Parshas Tzav in Perek Zayin Pasuk Yud Beis writes, Imal Dvar Haida, if someone is bringing a carbon taida for a Dvar Haida, Nes Shenasa like a guy in Yardi Ayam, Hochei Midbarais, Chavushe Beis Asurim, Chaylash and Esrape, that they need to thank Hashem, Shenemar Yaidu Hashem Chastai, the Yitzbuch Luzuf Chay Taida, and they bring a carbon taida. Afil Hachi, Rukvur Sari says that it's Lav Dafka. The Gemara and Rashi do not mean only these four Amachliyev in a Karban Taida, but rather any time when a great Nais is experienced, one is allowed to go ahead and bring a Karban Taida. And the Gemara continues, and the Gemara tells us a fascinating story that happened with Chayni Amagel. And like we know, Agadais of Chazal, besides the simple meaning, all have Saidais Amukim, many deep explanations, every Agada the Chazal to give us in the Gemara. This Agada we will explain based on the Marsha. Gemara tells us, Rabbi Yochanan says, Kol yamav sh'oisei tzadeh kayim etzdar al mikra hazeh. All the days of Chayni Amagel, he was bothered by the following pasuk. Shir amalos b'shuv Hashem eshivas tzion hayinu kecholmim. Shir amalos, that David HaMelech says, a reference to after the Galus, Klal Yisrael will go back after 70 years, and they will be like a dream. And he asked, do we ever find the person sleeping for 70 years? Masha explains that it says Yemei Shnei Seinu Behem Shivim Shana, that a person's life is 70 years. And we know as well that it's Kechalayim Yov, it's like a fleeting dream. And therefore, the Pasuk which is saying that when Klal Yisrael comes back after the Galus, it will have been Ke'im by Mamish because of the great Simcha that will take place with the Geula. Similar to a person's life, which is aimed by Mamish because it's so short and so fleeting. And this was what was bothering Chayni Amagel, which the Gemara says all his life he was mitzdayer about this pasuk. That how could it be that a person's whole life is just like a fleeting dream without any significance about it? The Gemara tells us one day he was traveling on the road and he saw a person who was planting charuva. He was planting carob trees and he asked him, how many years does it take for this carob tree to produce its fruit? The person told him it takes 70 years. On that he said to him, is it so simple to you that you're going to live for the next 70 years? So he told him, listen, this world when I entered it, it was here already with carob trees that people had planted for me, that my forefathers had planted for me, so too I will go ahead and plant them for my children. Zogdim Arisha, what he was showing him was that the same way that this carob tree, all 70 years, really, they don't have anything from it. But the purpose is for the fruits that it will produce after 70 years. So to a Nechanami, a person doesn't really have anything from this world. But the purpose of the 70 years of living is the production of the peiros and the schar that he'll get ba'olam haba, which comes after the 70 years. And the Marsha goes further, that the same way by the charuva, by the carob tree, that though the person himself will not be nana, but his children will be nana, so too, even if a person will not get the schar in this world, however, a person's children, the children of a tzaddik, are zoicha in the schus of the great meisin that his father had performed. Like it says, v'aysa chesed le'elef dar. Gemara continues and it says that Chayni Amagel suddenly fell asleep and he slept for 70 years. The Mashal explains that this came to show him that not only the mashal of 70 years, but actually to yimargish b'chush as well, this mitzias of a person sleeping for 70 years. And as well, when he woke up, he saw the grandson of the fellow who had planted the carob tree eating from the fruits. And this was all to bring out the amitas ha'inyan, the truth of this concept, that the tachlis of the charob tree is to be able to eat its fruits after 70 years. The Gemara tells us further a story with Abba Chilkiah, who was the grandson of Chayni Amagel, and when they needed rain, they would go and ask him to be mispal. And the Gemara tells us a detailed story where one time they went to ask him to be mispal for rain. And they came to his house, he was not in his house, so they went out to the field. And out in the field, they found him, that he was going ahead and working in the field. They said Shalom Aleichem to him, and he did not reply. In the evening, when he went back, he placed the wood and the hoe on one of his shoulders, and his coat he placed on his other shoulder. Gemara tells us as well, the entire way he did not wear shoes. When he reached water, he put on the shoes. When he came to a place with thorns, he lifted up his clothing. And when he got to his city, his wife came out all dressed up. When he got to the house, she went into the house first, and then he went in. And then the Rabbanan, they sat down to eat bread, and he did not tell the Rabbanan to go ahead and partake from the meal. Now the Rabbanan questioned Abba Chilkiah on all his different hanhagos, why he did it in this particular way. One of the questions they asked him was, how come you placed all the wood and all the things you had cut down on one shoulder, and the coat you placed on the other shoulder? To that he replied that this is a borrowed talis, and I only borrowed it to wear. I did not borrow it to place things on it, because like Rashi explains, that may rip it and cause it to be damaged. There's a fascinating question that is dealt with in the Shal Shubas Yehuda Yala and the Night of Yehuda. And the raya the Yehuda Yala brings to the Shaila is actually from our Gemara. The Yehuda Yala in Chelek Beis Avin Ezer Simen Tzadihei is talking about a question where the Night of Yehuda had said a chiddush in Madura Tinyana of Avin Ezer Simen Kuf Dalet, that if a woman was sick, a person who wants to divorce her husband, should not throw the get on top of her clothing. Because since the clothing may be borrowed, and perhaps the person who lent it to her is only willing to give it to her to wear and not to be used as a place to catch the get, and the get will not be kosher get because it did not enter her rishus, because she has no rights in the clothing as far as accepting of the get. The Yehuda Yala argues that based on the Rashi over here, Masechtas Tainis, that he says that Abba Chilkiya told them that since it's a borrowed talis, it was only borrowed for me to wear, and not to place this wood and hoe on top of it. And Rashi says the only reason why the person would be makbid was because it could be ripped. It will be mashma from Rashi if it's going to be used for a different ishtamshus that would not cause damage to the beged. We do not say the svar of halachi leishali, and therefore you, the Yala Paskins, that indeed it would be a kosher get. The Gemara says that the Rabbanon asked Abba Chilkiya as well, how come when it came time to eating bread, you did not invite us in to partake with the meal with you? So he replied to them, because the truth is I did not have enough bread. And I said not to invite the Rabbanon in, because I knew you would refuse anyways. And like this, you'd be machzik mi toiva b'chinam. You would have the sense of gratitude to me, which was for no reason, because I really was not planning on giving you the bread anyways. The Birchas Avram explains that this is very well understood with what Rashi says in Maseches Chulin. The Gemara Maseches Chulin on Daf Tzadi Dalet Amud Aleph brings an abraisa, Tanya, Hayy Remeir Aymer. Remeir used to say, Al Yisarv Adam L'Chaveir L'Sayt Etzlei, V'yidei Aboy She'enei Sayit. A person should not persuade his friend to eat by him if he knows good and well that his friend has no intentions of taking him up on his offer. Rashi says over there in Chulin, Shalai Yafzer Bay, Hail V'yidei Shalai Yase, V'yishim D'Goy Nev Da'itai, because he is stealing from his das. The person now will be under the impression that you really want him to come and eat by you. Meanwhile, you know that he's not going to come anyways, and he's going to be machzik you taiva b'chinam, where Rashi says that is an issue of gainev das habriyais, iser of gainevas das. The Birchas Avram says over here as well, that was the same insight. Since Abba Chilkiya was telling them, I knew anyways, when push would come to shove, I would not be able to give you the bread. And I knew you would turn down the invitation because of that as well. So therefore, it will be going of your das, because it will seem as if I really intended to give you the bread, and I really did not. The Gemara further down the Amud tells us the story with Rabbi Mani, who was the son of Rabbi Yoina. The Gemara tells us that the Devei Nesia were being mitzar him, Ishtatech al kivra d'avua, he threw himself over the kever of his father, Amar Lei, and he said to him, Abba, Abba, my father, Hani Mitzarali, they are giving me tzar. The Gemara tells us one day that Devei Nesia was passing by the cave of Rabbi Yoina, where Rabbi Yoina was buried, Inkut Kara de Susayil Adakabila Le, the Lake of Mitzarali. And what happened was that the hoofs of the horses got stuck, were nudbak to the kark of the Ma'ara, until they accepted upon themselves not to be Mitzayer, Rabbi Mani, who is the son of Rabbi Yoina. Now there's a big mavucha, a big question in the Gedolei Achronim, when a person goes to Mispal by Kvarim, by Kivrei Tzadikim, by Kivrei Avais, what is the Lashon that one is allowed to use? The Bachin Yeridea, in the end of Simon Reish Yud Zayin, writes that to Mispal to the mace itself is B'chal the Isser of Dairish Al HaMesim. And the Kavi Yachol, he's making the mace like Emsoi, like something in between himself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But rather, the person's Nusach HaTfilah should only be that he's being mispal in this chus of those who are buried in this place. And this that we find in the Gemara in Saita, Lamedaldo, and Beis, that Kalev damened in the Makam Kivrei Aves in Chavrin. Over there as well, the pshat is that the Makam has a special Kedusha because Tzadikim are buried there, or when davens in the schus of those who are buried there, that his tefillahs should be answered. However, the Bach's opinion is that one is not allowed to direct his tefillah and speak to the mason or the tzaddik himself. However, l'chayret is shver on the Bach from the lashon of the Gemara in Masechta Saita. The Gemara's lashon over there that Kalev said, Avaisai bikshu alai rachamim. Kalev had said, my fathers, please ask for mercy in heaven for me. And our Gemara over here in Masechtas Tainis as well is Mashma, not like the Bach. Because the Lashon over here that he used, as he was Shishtatach al Kibri Avua, and Amarle, Abba Abba, my father, Hanu Mitzarli. These people are being Mitzarmi, which as well as Mashma, he was addressing his father himself. This Raya is brought by the Minchas Elazar in Arachayim Simin Samaches. From the Gemara over here is Mashma, that one would indeed be allowed to be mispalo to the mace itself. And like the Zayar HaKadosh says, that it's not considered Dairish ala Mason, because that's when someone is talking to the body. Ashenkin over here, he's talking to the Neshama. Rabbi Liashiv in his Ha'aris in the Sechta Saita writes, that even if one wants to go ahead and rely on this Mahalach, that one is allowed to address the Neshama of the Nifter, however, he has to make sure to take caution that he should understand not to be mechaven, that is, it's an ability and the kayach of the nifter, lahara lehetiv, to help him out, but rather the whole tefillah is that they should be melita yaisher in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to go in front of the Kisei HaKavod and be mevakesh rachamim for the person. However, the Mishnah Berurah and Hilchos Rosh Hashanah in Simin Taf Kuf Pehei Sifkatin Chav Zayin writes that he feels that in order to avoid this shaila, a person should just be mevakesh, then in the schus of the tzaddikim that are here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should answer his tefillah. And the only question that we'll remain with is that according to the Mahalach of the Mishnah Berurah, we have to understand the pshat in the Bach, what is pshat in the Nusach, the Lashon HaGemara, which the Gemara uses in Saita by Kalev, and over here in Mesechtes Tainis, which would be Mashma, that they address the person, the mace, the neshama itself. The Gemara tells us further that Ramani was Shliach before Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliashiv, and he told him once that the Ashirim of the Veichami are being Mitzarami. So Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliashiv said, Le'anu, they should become poor, V'anu, and they became poor. Amar Kadachuli, he said, now they're being Machik me, now that they're poor, they're asking me for Parnasa. So Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliashiv was Mispalo, that they should become rich again, V'atru, and they became rich. The Gemara tells us further, one time Rabbi Mani told Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliashiv that Le Mekabli Olai in Shibesi. My wife does not find favor in my eyes because she is not beautiful. Amar Lai said to him, Mashma, what is your wife's name? Chana. Her name is Chana, so he's been spalled to Siafi Chana. May Chana become beautiful. Then Siafis and Chana became beautiful. Now the Gemara previously, on Daf Chaf Amud Beis, when I had discussed this story with Rabbi Lazar of Shimon, when he had told the fellow that you are Ish Mechuar, so the fellow told back Rabbi Lazar of Shimon, go back to the one who made me, Lechu Uman Shei Sasani, and tell him how disgusting is the Keli that you made. The Tzitzeli Ezer, in Chelok Yud Aleph, Simon Mem Aleph, discusses a question, is it mutter for a person to undergo plastic surgery? Those who make nituchim l'shem yaifi, uchadayma, where there is no macha, there is no sickness, there is no ke'ev, there is nothing bothering them, and then sole purpose is for beautification purposes. So he says that on this there is no heter of raifei l'rapais. The whole niten reshus l'raifei l'rapais was only said on something which is b'chlal refua. And he says, therefore, it is forbidden for a person to tell the raifei to be chayvel in him, and it is forbidden for the Raifa himself to engage in such activities. The Tzitzeliezer says further, Yesh ladastu lahamin ki'in tzayir kelekenu, a person should believe that there is no artist like Hashem, and he compares it to the Gemara and Tainus on Chafam Beis of Lechu Umen Shasasani Kama Mechuar Kaliza Shasisa. A ki'ilu, a person who will go ahead and do a plastic surgery as if saying that the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the person was imperfect, was not in a beautiful way. But according to the Tzitz Eliezer, it's hard to understand the Gemara that we just learned. How is he allowed to go ahead and say, Tisyafi Chana, Mechana become beautiful? Why wouldn't that be a similar issue, that it's as if you're saying that the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the person is imperfect, and they did not produce and make a beautiful person? Elamai, it would not seem to be a stira, because the same way we understand if a person is born with a medical condition, that there is no issue for him to go ahead and heal himself. We don't say, well, it's as if you're saying that the person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created was imperfect, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously had his reason why he created the person that way, but that's not a contradiction. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his reason why he created the person that way, but a person is allowed to go ahead and is obligated to go ahead and heal himself. So too over here, there's no contradiction. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the person, but afilu hachi, if, according to, in the world's view, this person is not considered beautiful, perhaps there will be no concern. The concern over there in the story with Rav Elazar ben Rav Shimon, perhaps, was only to tell a person, you are mechuar, you are not nice looking. Yes, that is a saying on the Kadosh Baruch Hu's creation, that he made something imperfect. But however, for a person to engage in plastic surgery, perhaps there will be no concern. And Be'emes Rav Moshe Feinstein, in Igros Moshe, Chayshim Mishpat, Chelek Beis Simen Samach Vav, deals with the question of a girl who wanted to go ahead and undergo plastic surgery to beautify herself. Rav Moshe deals with the question, is there a problem for her to do it because of the concern of her being mechavel begufa, doing a chavala to herself? Rav Moshe comes out, however, he's medayik in the Lashon HaRambam, in Perek Hei Mehuchas Chayvel Umazik, that the entire iser of chavala to be chayvel in another person, and who I think Rav Moshe says to be chayvel in himself, it's only if it's derech nitzui, a way of fighting, a way of trying to maim and hurt someone else, then there's an iser of chavala. So who I did for a person to be chayvel in himself would only be a concern if he's doing it in order to hurt himself and to maim himself. Ramayish, in fact, brings a very interesting raya from a story in Masechtas Bava Kama, which is very similar to the story that is quoted with Abba Chilkiah. It says in the Ar Gemara that when Abba Chilkiah was walking amongst the thorns, he lifted up his robe in order that the thorn should scratch him and should not damage the robe. And when the Talmidim asked him, why did he do this? He said, well, the robe will not heal on its own, but my skin will heal on its own. Dr. Amisha, well, how is it mutter for him to do that if he's being chayvel in himself, if he's causing himself a wound? Ramesha says from here is a proof to what I'm saying, that since he wasn't doing it to be chayvel in himself, he was just walking, and he was just lifting his robe in order that his robe should not get damaged, but his purpose wasn't to hurt himself, that wasn't his intention, and therefore we see from here as well, there is no iser chavala kai gavna. Another raya Ramesha brings is from the Mishnah Bechairis that says that if a kayin has an extra finger on his hand and he cuts it off, so the Mishnah talks about whether he is considered now not a Balmum anymore. And the Mishnah does not say that in a Rashai, he was not allowed to go ahead and do that, which the Mishnah says about other cases where a person did something that he was not allowed to do. From here as well, you see Rav Moshe says that over here there is no Iser Chavala, since he's doing it just to make himself look nice. And Dr. Rav Moshe, it's a Kol Shekein, because since the Gemara in Ksuvis teaches us Ein Isha El Yaifi, therefore, if by a man he's allowed to go ahead and cut off an extra limb, Kol Shekein by this girl, she's allowed to undergo a surgery to make herself more beautiful. And that's how Rav Moshe paskens Halacha L'maisa, that there is no concern for this girl to go ahead with plastic surgery for cosmetic purposes to be miyapa herself, to make herself look more beautiful. The Gemara tells us that there were two Talmidim in front of Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliyashiv, and they said to Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliyashiv, daven for us, denechgem tuva, that we should become very wise. Amaluhu, he replied to them, imi haisa vishilachtiha. I used to have this kayach, that whatever I was mevakesh, they would give me from Shemayim. But Rashi says, he was telling them, achshav now, ein tfilasi mikubeles kolkach. My tefillah is not answered like it used to be. Marsha asks two questions on this Rashi. Number one, he says the doichik to say nelais the kenusai. When Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliyashiv got older, his kayach hatfila became less than what it used to be when he was younger. He says when it comes to chachma, the Gemara teaches us that the chachma is nitaisa nelais the kenusai. When the person gets older, he gets even more chachma. Number two, the Marsha says that the lashon of shilach tiha, I sent it away, is not mashma like Rashi that it was something that just happened against his will, but rather it is mashma that Bertsinai he sent away this ability to be mispalel. And therefore the Maharsha learns a different pshat than Rashi, and he says that Bertsinai, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliyashiv, said that he's not going to be mevakish anymore from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to matriach kaini, to mishana the teva, and he was toyal rishonis, he regretted the fact that he would go ahead and be make a tefillah to make a gzera, to switch the gzera from Aini to Aisher and from Aisher to Aini. And who adin to mevakish that they should become exceedingly smart would be against the gzera min hashamayim that happened b'shas yitzira, where the malach brings the person who will be created before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is geyser on the person, whether he will be an Ani or an Asher. We have to understand exactly, practically speaking, what does this mean? After all, we do find the concept of tefillah, where a person is mispalel, that things should change. So it's a little bit of a tzarach in, what exactly are the practical ramifications when it comes out from the words of the Marsha?
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.